Okay, continuing the conversation about Twitter lists here in Cafe Beva in Blanmire. This is the second audio in a series, which definitely will not be more than two. Now, let's go back here. Where were we? We were here in Twitter. Yeah. Okay, so the easiest thing is set the list up from your blooming laptop, right? And it should be simple, right?
It should be able to add to from the phone.
But once you have set the list up, all you do, generally speaking, is you click on somebody's profile, and it gives you an option to either follow them or put them on a list. I show you how it works on Hootsuite, just for a second. When I go into Hootsuite, the handy thing about Hootsuite is on here is that, look, I'll just show you this little function here for a second. I hate this thing. It asks you to rate it. I do not want to rate Hootsuite. Go away.
Software really complex.
Here we are. Now look, here's my Twitter stream, right? The big one, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's 2,700 people tweeting into that stream, right? So there's just no point. I see Tom Rafferty. I must get in touch with him again. He's very good. Do you know him?
No.
Oh, he's brilliant. He's from Cork, but he lives in Spain. And he tweets about sustainability. He's an energy sustainability. You might have people on the council who are interested in that. He is a seriously great source of knowledge, connections. Comes from Cork himself. Tom Raftery, Raftery. I mean, there he is, tweeting 33 seconds ago about the rigorous analysis of the effects of El Nino. You know, imagine somebody who wants to make a speech about the topic. They can simply log on to Tom Raftery, do a bit of a study, and follow him. You do whatever you like. Ideally, you could either follow him or put him in a list or both. Okay. On here, I click on Tom Raftery. Hootsuite gives me a number of options to reply to him, to retweet him, to put him into favorites, and it gives me three buttons here. I'm wrong. Reply to him, all those things, right? That doesn't work. I know why I'm gone wrong. I've got to click on Tom Raftery's profile up here. Aha. Reply to him, send him a DM, or put him into a list. We will put Tom Raftery into a list. Oh, bloody typical. Error connecting to Twitter. Right, never mind. We'll go through the routine again. Click on the guy's profile. Tom Raftery has got, let's see. Anyway, Tom might appreciate getting a bit of publicity. So, well, unfortunately, we've got another error connecting to Twitter. What's wrong with the Wi-Fi here? Well, we'll try another person. We'll try Una Kavanagh. Do you know Una Kavanagh?
No.
A very bright young woman, and I think she's in Trinity. And she's got very strong opinions. God, I might be doing her an injustice. But anyway, it's just out of memory. I obviously have to have had some reason for following her or everybody, but, and I've got the same problem here, error connecting to Twitter, right? I mean, this is, I use the iPhone. I'll have to get my iPhone node. Will you excuse me? Can I just get the iPhone? You remind me, have you got an iPad?
Yep.
Yeah. Do you like doing Twitter from the iPad or from the iPhone? Which would you do it from?
As my eyesight is failing, I think I like to.
Okay, we'll go back to Hootsuite.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Here, look, we take this guy, Pilgrim Chris. Ever heard of him?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to him. We go into his profile here. Ah, we're in here. Now, we list on the bottom here.
Now, the thing that Hootsuite does is it does not tell you that you're already following the person, right? Or that you already have them in a list. What Osphora does, by the way, that's one of the handy things. Okay, this tells me, from what social network do I want to put this person in the list?
I picked the one that I'm using at the moment, the Omani blog one, because I also use another one. And it's slowly grinding its way around, although we're in a Wi-Fi zone. This is, you know, I try to demonstrate something to somebody, and Sod's law is that it breaks down. Or what's wrong with this? Ah, here we go. I got these lists I have set up, and I can put him in any list, right? So let's put him in a list where he isn't already. He does not play golf. Pilgrim Chris does not play golf. He does do audio boo, right? I probably have him in here, but I simply click on here, and it will come up added to list. So he's now in the list. So I don't actually have to follow him, and I can have him in the list.
Well, that's probably a good thing, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the only advantage I think about following somebody, I mean, from a practical thing, you come across somebody you really like, and you think, oh, I do want to follow them, right? But the following is, I think, best done in lists. So basically, you put them into a list and you're already following them, right? The advantage about following them is that it's a public statement that everyone can, and he can see. And the other thing is that if I take this wonderful app, by the way, do you know Tweeps?
No.
Tweeps, no.
No,
the handy thing about Tweeps is this, that I want to know, do you know who are the last 10 people you followed? Can you remember?
No.
So it would be tedious to find out. Well, here are the last 10 people I followed. Sure, Tweeps will TWEPS, right? It is an incredibly useful app, which, of course, there's something wrong with the Wi-Fi here. I can't get it to load up. But it will actually tell me that, or display all my followers and all the people I've followed and the people who followed me in front. Look at this for information, right? This is what Tweeps will give you. It gives you my profile, right? Fair enough, well, I know that already, right? It gives me the last tweet that I sent out and the total number of tweets I've sent so far. 58,300 tweets, right? I know.
You know, no one shaking his head.
Yeah, he's shaking his head and he's sort of thinking I'm guilty of what are these sins we were brought up on now? Slow envy, gluttony. I'm guilty of the sin of gluttony.
You're right about that.
Yeah. Now look, I'm following this number of people. It tells me how many I'm following and it tells me how many followers I have. Now, I'll tell you who are the last six people who are following me. Would you be interested to know who are the last six people who are following you? Sometimes people are. Tweeps will load up all of your followers in a, and it's even better than that because it won't just give you their names, it'll actually tell you how many people they're connected with. So I will be able to find not only who I'm, it's awful, there's nothing happening, but you can see that, here we are, look, the last people to follow me consist of somebody who has 649 followers, somebody who has 6,899 followers, somebody who has 30, somebody who has 6,000, somebody who has 7,000, somebody who has 23,000,
somebody who has 3,000, somebody who has 58, somebody who has 44,000, somebody who has 2,000, and somebody who has 21,000. Now that is useful, isn't it? That is powerful information. Now, I mean, okay, even if you aren't, now also I can say, who are the last people I followed? Because I've got no bloody memory. I could follow three people this morning and I might not remember I followed them. Right? And the next contact I would have with them would be, you know, but I can now say, look, Tim Gutha, I'm following you. Anthony, Iana, I can't remember the name. Fab, 33,000 people, I followed them. Charles Taggart, Clay Hebert, Wise Mona, and a Sussex Trump. They're the last people I followed. And it shows how many people follow them. So you can go through all of your followers and decide, well, you know, this person here. So if I get into a relationship with that person has 12,000, you know, anyway, it enables the same kind of communication that you would do if you went into a big room where you were going to do networking, and you had a deliberate intention of, I want to talk to people who are interested in politics. And among the people who are interested in politics, the one person I want to meet who will actually communicate with all the others, and if I get to nobody else in this room, I go and I talk to Joe. And you can do all of that off iPhone apps. Like that, isn't it? So look, give me a little. We won't do any more on lists, I think. Well, unless you want to. Do you want to do more?
I understand the concept of it. The technique inside is not about it. You just keep pressing buttons until you get there.
Yeah.
But once I get an idea of what lists do, and I like this, in Hootsuite you have your time, your home feed, your timeline, your mentions, and your direct messages all on the one page.
You ain't seen nothing yet on the iPad. Watch this.
I like that.
Three columns, right? In front of us. Let's flick the thing to the right. My Cork list.
Oh, brilliant.
24 minutes ago, Ken Curtin tweeted. We know Ken Curtin. We love Ken Curtin, don't we?
Yeah.
In fact,
I nearly met him yesterday.
Have you ever met him?
No, he was coming to the council meeting yesterday in Cove, but whoever set up the room never set up chairs for the public gallery, and he stuck his head in the door and saw nowhere to sit, so he went out again, and that's perfectly understandable. It can be a bit intimidating, but the room was badly set up.
You would never intimidate Ken Curtin. On the other hand, I can say one thing, that Ken Curtin is almost certainly bound to have put up a tweet saying that there wasn't a seat for him in the council chamber.
We tweeted about it.
Yeah. But look, a column for Cork, a column for Health Portraits, a column for Depression Tribe, a column for Irish Politics, Photographers. I mean, I'll find you in here in a minute. I love photographers, right? So, I mean, I connect with them. This woman is in Hawaii, Kiri Farr. Dropped in gorgeous photographs. Look at her stuff. Hang on, let me just show you. She does nature all the time, right? This will be good, I bet you. Ah, bloody Wi-Fi again. Here we are.
Very nice.
Isn't she? No, she's a brat. You know, she has a whole style, right? She has a developed, you know, if I could remember, I would recognize that as being one of her photographs, you know? She's got a style. Anyway, you have photographic, you know, people who you would... Roger Overall? Neil Danton, you know him. These are Irish people, but I got some really good ones in other countries. I mean, some of these people are just stunning.
Well, I can go in and have a look at your list, can't I? Profile.
You can also, and I haven't worked this out myself. You can also follow a list. You can actually follow somebody else's list, right? I think that means that, you know. I think, but I'm not 100% sure about this, but I think it means that you are then able to, in one fell swoop, pick up the tweets by all the people in that link, in that list. Now that is where it gets really saves a fortune in time. I mean, if I can go into Chris Brogan's list, right? Lists he has, right? I mean, he's been around in the space for 15 years, we'll long, say, right?
Longer than most.
Yeah. So basically, I can connect up with, you know, you actually only really, to get to really large numbers of terrific people, you only have to follow about half a dozen people in the entire world and follow their lists. Yeah?
Interesting.
Yeah. It would be, you know, it would, you know. Anyway, look, I got Irish business. You know, I mean, I put, by the way, just because I haven't solved this. Do you know any of these people?
Well, I'm Dublin, but
you know, yeah. Well, I am. Well, I put him into Irish business. Now, I put everybody who isn't in Cork, in Ireland, everybody who I have in a list in Ireland who isn't in Cork is in Irish business. They might be in education, they might be a not-for-profit, they might even be a home worker who doesn't have any source of income at all. I regard them as a business. That's just I could segment them, but I've run out of they'll only let you have a certain number of lists. I don't think I can have. There is another way of getting an extra batch of lists, but you know, I would myself, if I wasn't stopped, I would have 100 lists. But here is the one that is the, I mean, these are the people. This is the only list I put myself in because I thought, oh God, it would be handy to just know, you know, it's handy to be able to get access to your own tweets sometimes. But this is my pet tweeters list.
The Nutters Club.
The Nutters Club in New Zealand, because they are a mental health radio show that runs on a Sunday morning Irish time and on a Sunday evening New Zealand time, and it's about 2 hours on mental health. It's a radio station with a big listenership, and I mean, I was so impressed with them. One day I rang them up and had a conversation with them on live on radio at 7:30 on a Sunday morning, and they have a guy called Mike who talks with listeners on the, I mean, he's like, I mean, he's a different style of Joe Duffy. He's much more rigorous than Joe Duffy. You know, he would confront people on the radio, you know, like, you know, and what are you doing? Why are you staying in the house all the time? You know, what is stopping you opening the door today for 2 minutes, sticking your head outside, taking a breath of fresh air, and then coming back indoors, right? I mean, he would actually work with people like that. I paraphrase him probably very badly. He'd maybe kill me if he... But anyway, there then. All of these people. Sometimes I put people into... all my clients are obviously in here, but, you know, in-hand guides this morning. 4 consecutive tweets. Glasnevin Museum, they're linked to it there. That's their own tweet. New solution to inform on diabetes, health and lifestyle solutions. They've linked with New York, photo. A good variety. Irish tourism, health and lifestyle, photos of New York. She loves New York. I wouldn't blame her. Anyway, I can flick down through here. And the handy thing about this is that I mean, this list is too big. I have to take people out of it now because there are too many in there. Sometimes I put people into pet tweeters as a holding list until I have time to decide whether I want to keep them in that list. I have a much bigger North American list. You know, I don't know how many are in my North American list. I do North America and Canada in one big list. Because I have hours of my life where I focus on North America. Because you know, something like SubCon, under the hashtag SubCon, the value and the incredible links that they put up and just the way they behave is inspiring. So, okay, what else about, anything else about this that interests you, by the way? If you had 3 questions about links, we won't address them, but what would they be now?
Not sure, actually, yeah. I think I've learned more about Hootsuite than I have about lists. No, it was just a theory of this and how to make best use of them. A, what was the function of them? B, how to make best use of them? And after that.